It's just an attempt to shield the ex-service chiefs who committed various crimes against the Nigerian people. So we see this as an attempt, you know, to try and provide some diplomatic immunity to the service chiefs in order to ensure that they do not face trial or are not held accountable for their actions. However, we are very, very confident that these guys are going to have their day, you know, at the ICC, and that no gimmicks, no tricks, you know, can prevent the inevitable from happening. It's just a matter of time. They are definitely not going to get away with all the atrocities they have committed.
But it is the prerogative of the president, and for that matter, the constitution gives him the power to choose whoever he wants to work with, and he's chosen this man to be his top envoys to several countries. Why do you think this is an attempt to shield them for alleged crimes they might have committed while serving in the Nigerian military?
You know, Buhari, by his track record and his history, has never been someone who has been in a hurry to do anything. You know, this is somebody who, 4 years under him, his ministers did not reshuffle the cabinet. You know, this is somebody who did not appoint ministers until after 6 months. He has never been in a hurry. This is the fastest appointment ever. This is somebody who is not in a hurry to change the Inspector General of Police. So people are not fools. Nigerians know what is going on. And we in particular, we know what he's trying to do, because he's the one that supervised and instructed many of them to carry out the crimes against humanity that they have done. And that's why we say we don't even want to go to that end yet. For everyone that goes into public office, there's always an expiry date for the office. So we'll wait till when we get to that bridge. And when we get to that bridge, we are going to cross the bridge. However, for the service chiefs who have just miraculously, you know, been made envoys, you know, we are not bothered by his actions. However, one thing that we can assure the Nigerian people of is that at the end of the day, you know, these guys who have done one thing or the other wrong, you know, will be made to face the consequences of their actions.
Nigerians are saying that their appointment for top ambassadorial positions shows that the president reposes confidence in them. You deny that?
Nobody is saying that. If you say Bukata is happy with his appointment, if you say the service chiefs are happy with their appointment, if you say their family members are happy, go to social media, go everywhere, look at how dissatisfied, look at even opinion holders in the country, you know, senior citizens, everybody is so disappointed, you know, that these are people who, when they took over office in 2015, insecurity was just restricted to the Northeast, just Borno, Adamawa and Yobe. Today, there is no state, including the president's state, that has not been overrun by insecurity, bandits, Boko Haram, criminal elements. So this is an award for a job well done by destabilizing the country, by destroying the security architecture of the country, you know, by various forms of human rights abuses, by extrajudicial killing, so many, too numerous to mention. So this is the way to compensate people for committing crimes against humanity. And somebody will say Nigerians are happy. How can any Nigerian who truly loves this country be happy with what's going on in the country today? My own country, I have not committed any crime from a law-abiding Fulani. That me, DJ, I should leave my own country. And the person threatening me is a non-state actor, because the government have failed and citizens have now taken the law and breaking the law. If the president can break the law to appoint the Inspector General of Police, whose term has expired, who the law says you cannot do that, but the president is breaking the law, why wouldn't normal citizens who are not state actors also be breaking the law? So how can anybody simply say that people are happy with what is going on in the country?
So where currently is your case that you petitioned the ICC to investigate the former...
Yes, the ICC, we will not want to divulge too much information. The ICC have responded to us. We can assure the Nigerian people. That's why I'm saying that we're going to cross the bridge when we get there. We will not talk too much. The president thinks he's smart. The immediate past services, they think they are smart. No problem. One thing we can assure the Nigerian people is that, you see, this matter will never be swept under the carpet. It will never be swept under the carpet. And these guys, they're going to have their day in court at the ICC.